We are pleased to be checking in with head coach Eddie Clark of the Star Valley Braves wrestling team. Coach Clark, have I got you on here?
Yes, you do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day as we make the transition from fall sports to winter sports. And I know that's probably a thing that you've been doing for longer than just the last couple of days. But let's talk about that process, about making that transition. What have you and the coaching staff been up to over the last several weeks?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Our staff's been together for such a long time. There's not a lot of things we need to go and do to get ready. You know, we've had a meeting or two, and we know our numbers are going to be good and some of those things. And so now we're waiting to see. We had some kids, some younger kids that might go one way or might go another way. So we'll see if we end up with 60, if we end up with 48, we'll see. But you know, if we end up with 60, we'll probably have to practice half the team over at the readiness center and the other half at the high school. If we end up with 48, we might try to squeeze into one practice site and go that route. So we've just kind of been, we're ready because we know we've been together for a long time. Now we're just kind of wait and see mode to see how many kids show up on day one and start planning from there.
Coach, let's talk about that right there. You and I had a discussion last year about this, It's an issue to have. And a lot of people just kind of gloss over it and they say, well, it's a good issue to have, but it is an issue. See, but it really is an issue. And you and your coaches have talked about it. You guys were watching, your guys go through some drills and you realized that because of lack of space, because there's somebody right next to them, they weren't finishing the drills how you guys wanted them to. And so you felt like there were some definite changes that had to happen.
Well, yeah. In wrestling, you know, when you're going to finish a move, you have to run through it and drive and finish and a lot of these things. And it was really hurting us wrestling on our feet was the fact that when you'd go to try to finish something correctly, you were going to land on the guys next to you because the room was so full. And, you know, that's a great problem to have. I mean, most programs anywhere in the country aren't having that issue. And so we're excited to have that issue, but we need more space. You know, it desperately need more space. Even at 48, we need more space. That's a room designed for probably around 38 kids max. And when you're running 48, that means you've got 10 kids landing on other kids, you know, and so you have to adjust how you do things and a lot of that stuff. And we've done that for years, but the problem being that it's, we were realizing it was really starting to hurt us and because kids just weren't getting the things done as cleanly as they needed to. So we jumped over to the readiness center. They were nice enough to let us have the readiness center for part of the year. And then we went over to the middle school for the other part of the year. And that gave us space.
So as we look into this, obviously starting up a new season officially on Monday with practice, this is something that obviously you as coaches will deal with, but boy, there's a lot of things to be excited about with the Braves wrestling program.
Yeah.
You guys have won four in a row, and your younger guys contributing every single year, but it seems like even last year was even more so. Kind of explain how obviously the numbers are a good thing, but hey, everybody wants to get on board and work hard and be part of that championship run. Kind of explain how you guys cope with that in the early part of the season.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We'll have, you know, every year we'll have, you know, a group of freshmen that'll come in and at varying levels of experience. We'll have some kids who've been wrestling since they could crawl. And then some, and that have put time in into the freestyle program and some of those things and have traveled quite a bit. And then we'll have those other kids that, they're still trying to figure out, if we play with the ball or not. And, you know, that literally, I mean, we literally.
Just to clarify, you do not.
no, you know, kids come in and that have never even seen a wrestling match. I mean, we'll have two or three of those kids a year. And so, it's interesting. You have those kids who, I used one of Connie Day saying was we have Olympic swimmers and we have kids who don't know how to dog paddle yet. And so you have to manage that. And that at the beginning is the most interesting thing. Those kids catch up to not to the same speed as those other kids, but they catch up to the drills and a lot of those things. And the process happens for us kind of like this. The kids, that first year, they're learning the skills. They're learning the language. They're learning the rules. They're learning how to compete and some of those things. Then the next year is their, you know, those kids who are just starters, their second year is their biggest year of growth we see with those kids. They go from kids who are just, you know, going out there and trying to get through the match to kids who are trying to win the match. And that's when that big transition happens for those beginning kids. And so we see a lot of growth between year one and year two on those kids. And then our other kids, it's, you know, slow and steady consistency, doing the same skills over and over and over again and refining and honing the things that they already have and trying to do the things that, that we do well.
Talking with head coach Eddie Clark here as the winter sports season official practice begins on Monday. Coach Clark, the Braves won four in a row in terms of the team titles. They've beaten the top 4A team, I think, every year, those last several years. But as you have this group coming back, even looking at groups returning, this one stands out a little bit in terms of what you have coming back. And then there's just a great team chemistry as well. It seems to be like a great time to be a wrestling fan.
It's been real fun lately. Yes. You know, we have a great group coming back. You know, I thought last year we had more depth. This year we don't have as much depth as we had a year ago. You know, last year we were too deep and tough just about everywhere. This year our upper weights are going to be a little leaner. We don't have the depth there we had a year ago and some of those things, but we're really excited because, I mean, we bring back, 9 state placers, 5 of which were state finalists.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, which is crazy. That's crazy. You know, and so those kids have done the right things. You know, we have, you know, kids like Ren King that a lot of people don't know.
Coach, we're kind of losing you here just a little bit. Can you start over again
We're breaking up.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, I don't want to. I want to keep going,
okay,
Coach.
No. Okay. Well, so what happened is Ren King hurt his shoulder at wrestling camp, so he had surgery, so he hasn't done much in the last few weeks or a few months. It's other than rehab. You know, Parker Merritt's going to be wrestling with a torn ACL that he played football with, so we've got to see how that goes. You know, so we're guardedly optimistic with those kids. You know, we think things are going to turn out well, but you just never know. You know, but our kids have worked hard. They've done the right things. We should be ready to roll once season gets here.
Now, one of the fun parts, obviously the whole season's fun for you guys, but the one of the fun parts as a spectator is the Braves Brawl, which is coming up here pretty darn soon. It's usually the first event of the actual season. Tell us more about the Braves Brawl, when it is, and who folks can expect to see coming to that event.
All right, well, that'll be the 13th and 14th of December, I think, or 12th, 13th, 13th, 14th, whatever, it's a Friday, Saturday there. And that'll be our first outing. Sugar Salem, who's won state the last couple of years, will be there. So that's continuing that football rivalry on into wrestling season. Shelley's usually pretty good. They'll be there. Thunder Ridge, who had a pretty good team, but had awful luck last year with injuries, will be there. Cokeville's always there. And Logan and Skyview out of Utah. And so it's a good way to get started and see some teams out of state and a couple in state teams. So it's good for us.
And one thing for some folks maybe on that spectrum of not as wrestling savvy, this is a dual format tournament, which means there's going to be a Star Valley team going the whole time, and it's team versus team. And so it's, as far as a spectator event, man, I don't think it gets any better than this.
No, it's great. You know, cause there's always someone from Star Valley Wrestling, and I think we're going to put two teams in it again. Our JV squad has been, you know, last year, Sugar Salem, like I said, was state champions, in the 3A, and our JV squad ended their duel in a tie.
Wow.
With Sugar and lost on criteria. So, that tells you where we were depth wise a year ago. You know, our JV team tied the 3A state championship team. Over in Idaho. So, you know, we're not that deep, but we're deep enough that we need to get some varsity experience for some of those second team kids. So we're going to put two teams in as well. So most of the time you'll see two Star Valley teams wrestling at the same time.
All right. Awesome. And that's coming up there. That first, the first competition weekend of December.
Second weekend in December is what it'd be.
All right. That one comes up and then practice begins on Monday. Coach, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as far as informing the community and inviting them to come on out and watch you this year?
It's an exciting thing to come watch. The team's real solid. It's real exciting. We've got good kids who work hard and do the right things, on and off the mat. So that's always exciting to come watch good kids who've dedicated a good chunk of their life to being good at something, compete. You know, it's no different than the football team or the basketball team or anything else around here. Our kids work hard in Star Valley and they put a lot of time and effort into it. So we'd sure encourage people to come out and support us. This will be a fun team to watch because, they're going to be good. they're going to be good.
Yes, they are going for the thumb here. Coach
yes.
is kind of going to be the theme for this year. Put a ring on that thumb. Head coach Eddie Clark of the Braves wrestling team. Coach, thank you so much for your time this morning and wish you
You're
the best
welcome.
Of luck on Monday, corralling all those kids.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. It's always exciting. I try not to get too excited on day one because if I get too excited, I might just wear the kids out before we ever get there. So, I try to keep, but it feels like it'll be Christmas on Monday at my house.
Christmas at the Clark home. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you again. And, we'll be checking in with you, of course, throughout the season.